What's up, Gabe Maniacs? How you doing? It's the one and only Gabe Gomez of that Dead Rabbit SC podcast. How you guys doing out there? I just want to take a quick moment just to throw myself out there and say thank you to all my listeners. I appreciate all you guys listening to my stuff and the things I put out. Even if you don't agree with it, thanks for listening. I was going through my analytics and I got a lot of different countries too. So it looks good, you know, well over 500 and something listens to the pod. So I feel pretty good about it. But now I'm kind of at this point where I should be like, hey, where's all my sponsors at? So I will give you guys the chance. If there is something that you would like me to put on my podcast, we talk a sponsorship. We could do anything as long as I get to try the product and I get a little bit of money. You know, and I want to make a little bit of money so we all get paid. You know what I mean? So if you guys have anything you want me to try out or test out that you think should go on the pod, cool. You guys can email me at deadrabbitsc@gmail.com. Or you can DM, direct message me on Instagram at deadrabbitsc. So I'm out there. I'm looking. I'm waiting. If you guys got anything, let's do this. It's going to be fun. So thank you for your listeners, and thank you for helping a brother out. Peace! What's up, Gabe Maniacs? How you doing? It's the one and only Gabe Gomez of that Dead Rabbit SC podcast. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be putting episode 2 of 2021. Now, I do understand, like, when you're looking at it, and it was brought to my attention, when you're like looking at all the video, all the podcasts I post, they're all different in a way. You know, they started off as me just introducing myself, which happens to be the most viewed one, which is great. That's awesome. I should use that as like a trailer or something, or figure out how to fix it. So I have so many views on that. It was just my first podcast of me just really talking for about 15 minutes, maybe because it's 15 minutes. Maybe that's what it is. It needs to be a 15 minute podcast with a couple ads here and there. And another 15 minutes, and then boom, 30 minutes. So even if somebody skips the ads, it's only about 30 minutes. I'm gonna figure it out. But it was brought to my attention that a lot of my things aren't necessarily right. Like some of them I have, you know, Gabe Gomez podcast episode 1, Gabe Gomez podcast episode 2, so on and so forth. And I got Twisted Nerve 1, and I got Twisted Nerve 2, which another ones happen to have a lot of listens, so I'm excited about that. Now, the Twisted Nerves is more of something where I have a certain person come in and they just rant all day about it, certain things, and he's a great guy, so I'm going to bring him in again, but I'm just going through this, and you know, I'm going through it over and over again, and like, this is like the 15th time I've recorded this one episode, and I'm okay with it. I just wanted to hear certain things. Like, now I got a background music, which sounds pretty dope, and hopefully I don't get in trouble. All I did was go to Chill Beats Instrumentals on Spotify, and I just have it playing in the background. So, it's a good song, though. I really like it, so I'm hoping people do hear it and eventually go to that song. If you want to know what the song's called, it's called Walk But In A Garden. So, it's by Lusion, L-L-U-sion, whatever. It's a good beat. I like it. I needed to hear more music in the back, because even when you're going through the editing process, you can't have a certain song. And I know, see, with this format, you could put a song in and they only show you like a 30-second clip. And then automatically you're thinking, oh, that's a 30-second clip. That's what I need. 30-second clip just to get me in the thing. And then when you're listening to it back, and when you're listening to it back, you're like, oh, shit, this is a whole song. I wasn't trying to do the whole song, but it happens anyway. So, like I said, we're going to delve away from what we usually talk about, whether that be wrestling, sports, football, and baseball, or stand-up comedy. We're going to come away from that, and I'm going to do more of like an intimate setting. More of like, hey guys, how you doing? I'll be your therapist for the day. Now, keep in mind, I'm not a licensed therapist. I know some if you need one. So if you need one, DM me at RedBreastPoppy. Actually, I changed that one. DM me at DeadRabbitSC on Instagram, or send me an email at DeadRabbitSC@gmail.com. And if you really need an MFT or something, don't worry, I got you. I know a great amount of people. They're all very good at what they do. And I'm sure if I throw it out there, they'll check in on it. It's gonna cost you some money, but hey, therapy's great for people. I think so. A lot of people tell me therapy's great. I never took any therapy sessions, but well, I did one time. That's because it's court ordered. But I haven't been back since, so I'm doing great. Yay! Anyways. So let's go back to what I was saying. So we're going to come away from what I usually do, and we're going to talk about more of like an intimate setting. So I want to talk about relationships now. And don't get me wrong, it's not going to be a relationship thing all the time. That's not the theme, but it is one of the processes or one of the things I'm going to make and things I'm going to process through my own, you know, through my own mind and put it out there just for people to hear. Maybe you've asked enough people about the situation, you're not hearing the right answers. Maybe I got the right answers for you. And maybe I don't, but you're going to listen to me anyway. So this term today is about relationships. Now, relationships are very good things. It's very awesome to have. It's, you know, some people live for this day. You know, some people wake up and they live for that time where they wake up, not by themselves, but they wake up next to that person that they really love. That they'll do anything for. You know what? Even if they have bad breath in the morning, they wake up and still kiss them. Like, oh my God, I'm so happy. Mwah. You know? Although there's people out there that always wanted that. And then there's people that have that and they're just not meshing well. Now, like I said, I am in no way going to tell you how to live your life, but I am going to give you a few ideas, a few things to think about when you're in a relationship. Now, a relationship to me, and this is just to me, and it could be to others, you need to have an alpha and a beta. Now, you can't have two alphas and you can't have two betas. If you have two betas, it's going to be like, hey, what do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? I don't know. How about spaghetti? Yeah, spaghetti sounds good. Do you want to go get spaghetti? Yeah, I guess we can get spaghetti. That's how you got two betas, you know? You need an alpha and a beta. Alpha be like, yo, I'm hungry. Beta be like, okay, well, what do you want, babe? Let's go get a burger. Oh, okay, well, we had burgers last time. Okay, you're right. How about we go get some Olive Garden? Yeah, we could do Olive Garden. You know, you need to have something. In order to mesh well, you need to have a certain type. You could need an alpha and a beta. Like I said, you can't have two alphas, because if you have two alphas, boom, you guys are bumping heads all the time. All the time over nonsense. Just ba 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 ba. Now, for me, I've always been an alpha male. I've been an alpha male since the get-go, you know? No, I'm the man. I got to do this and I got to do that and ba 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 ba. You know, I was like that at a point in time. Until I found my perfect match, which is more, I'll say she's more of an alpha than me. And I'm a little indecisive. Kind of. I don't know. I found my perfect match and you can find yours too. But you have to put things together. You have to make sure that alpha, if you're an alpha, you have that beta that's going to back you up 100%. Whether that be like, hey, we're going to do this. And then this is going to happen and this is going to happen. And you need that person to be like, oh, okay, let's do that. Now, not necessarily being submissive. Of course, I think you need to talk and tell a certain thing. If you don't like something, open your mouth. Because if you don't open your mouth, you're not going to get fed. Now, when you have that type of relationship, that's when I feel like you can prosper. You know, like myself, I used to be more of an alpha. Now I'm kind of more like, I have my alpha moments, but most of the time I'm more like, all right, let's just go with the flow now. Now, it could be I'm more like that because I'm older or the fact that I have two daughters. And, you know, I don't want my two daughters to be submissive either. I want them to know their own thing. And I don't want them to necessarily be an alpha. I wish they could be both. I want them to make a decision. And I mean, it could be asking for a lot, but I want them to be able to make their own decisions. Whether that be like, you know, my oldest is, oh, hey, I'm going to do this with my life and you're going to come along. And my baby's going to be like, I'm going to do this with my life and you're going to come along. Okay. Whether that be the opposite, they find somebody that's like, I'm going to do this with my life and you're going to come along. You know, I want them to be happy. I don't want them to argue. I don't want them to fight. I've noticed when my wife and I get in our little tiffs, it's not always good. And of course you need to open up and you need to let out that aggression. If something's bothering you, you need to say something. But there's a certain way to do that. You know, there's a certain way to open up about a situation and you both be okay with. I think so. It's the only thing that makes sense to me. You know, there's this thing on Instagram where it's this couple. And it's like, I think it has to do with like him being Mexican and his girlfriend being, or his wife being white. And it's kind of like a dynamic on the play of how certain things are. Now, I can tell from experience, because my dad was Mexican and he was married to a white lady, which is my mom, for a little bit of time until she cheated. You know, he was more like coming in and she was always yelling. And I've never ever really liked that. So when you're watching these videos on Instagram, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's hilarious. I think it's funny. But at the same time, it's only funny to a certain amount. It's only funny to a certain a part. Because I don't think it's right that you're going to paint your lady in this way, whether it be acting or not. Because somebody else can look at that and not know what's the difference and just be like, oh shit, all white people are crazy. You know what? And then it can also look at it and be like, oh, fuck, all Mexican dudes are fucking big ass babies. I'm just saying, you paint that light and you keep putting up the same thing. That's what people are going to think. Now, not necessarily saying that's how I look at them, because it's not. I look at it as more of like a comedy thing. But, you know, a joke is only good for so many times until it's not funny. It's like, oh, it's the same joke. Same joke again. And I know that from a few years of experience when I was doing stand-up. I can't use the same joke over and over again. I could use the same joke for probably a year. But when my next year comes, if I come with the same type of joke, people are going to be like, are you really telling the same type of joke? Can we have something different? You need to have a balance in a way. And that kind of is like what I'm talking about within relationships. You have to have a balance. Now, I think there is a few things to say about alpha women and alpha males. Now, neither of them are really wrong, but it does seem like an alpha woman to me is more like, oh, I'm the one making all this and I'm doing that, which is cool. That's what you do. And then you got an alpha male who's like, oh no, I'm the one doing all this and I'm the one doing all that. And that together just does not mesh well. It doesn't. Now, like I said, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying be submissive to your partner. I'm just saying, you know, your views are your views. If you disagree with something, then you say, hey, I disagree with that. Hey, I don't like how that comes out. And I feel like a lot of it has to do with communication. Now, I am the greatest offender of communication. I can say that with 100% in my heart, taking full responsibility of everything I've ever done. I've never been a very good communicator. I am a little bit more now. It's something I had to learn, you know, by myself. I had to figure out, yo, should I do this or should I do that? And, you know, there's going to be a few times where I got burnt thinking I knew everything and then come to find out I don't know shit. You know what I mean? And that feels terrible, that feeling, you know? So I'm a little bit more... how can I say it? Lack of a better word, I've taken it back a few notches where I am still the same person, but I am looking at things differently. You know, I'm not coming in here thinking I run shit when I know I don't, you know, and I could thank my wife for that. Like, it's all because of her. I'm a little bit different now. You know, I'm not the same Gabriel that I was in my 20s. I'm not. I don't think I ever will be. Like I said, I'm 34 now. You know, the only thing coming next is 40 and then 50. And I'm hoping I live a long life because I still want to see both my girls prosper and do big things. So if that means, like, you know, and I've done a few research here, like, you know, I shouldn't be getting mad at certain things all the time. And I'm really trying to work on it, you know, but it's been kind of hard because, you know, I used to cope a different way. I used to just, you know, back in the day, I used to just, you know, smoke weed or whatever to cope, or smoke cigarettes whenever to cope, or drink whenever I needed to cope, or whatever. You know, I've went through different things. I'm not saying they're all right, and I'm not, if it works for you, it works for you. There's nothing wrong with that. But for me, like, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't smoke anymore, because I still do. You know what I mean? Not as much as I used to. You know, a pack now could last me a couple weeks. Or, you know, a couple weeks or more than when you used to do in my 20s when I was going to 2 packs a day. You know, it's everything you have to, you go through in a relationship is maturity. And that's when you learn your communication. Like, hey, I'm not sure if I want to do that right now. Can we do this? Because like I said before, you got to open your mouth or you're not going to get fed. And this is what I think you should do. If you feel like your spouse is holding you back in any way. Now, whether that you be the one having the job and your spouse not having a job, kind of just waiting for you to get home, and you're not liking that, then you need to tell that spouse, hey, I don't like that. Can you get your ass up and get a job? You are a grown man. Or you are a grown woman. You know, you have to open that communication, because if you don't, then yeah, you're going to be unhappy. You're going to be upset at little things. Little things are going to bother you. Things are going to make you mad. That's just how that works, you know? And it took me a long time to understand this, because, I mean, there's been, even with my wife, there's years where I was quiet and I didn't say nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I just figured I knew what the hell I'm doing, and I didn't. I actually should have asked questions. You know, I would have had a lot more decisions that I made better. You know, one time, you know, this was around 2010, 2009. You know, my stepmother just passed, and that was my everything. My stepmother just passed, and I had no idea what I'm going to do with my life. I didn't. I figured, should I go this route or should I go that route? Now, I was told, hey, you should try going to school. And I was like, yeah, nah, school's whack. You know what I mean? Because I dropped out in like sophomore year. I hated school. School wasn't for me. I didn't like it, but I kind of was like, you know what? You're not going to tell me anything. If I'm going to go to school, it's because I want to go to school. So I end up going to school, and I end up going to UEI. Now, UEI is like a trade college or whatever, and I'm not saying it's terrible. I mean, it sucks for me because I went in as a registered nurse. So technically, I am a registered nurse, so I know CPR. I know all that stuff, but where I work now has nothing to do with that. You know what? And I felt like I was kind of sold a pipe dream. I was like too naive to realize what I was doing. And I didn't ask any questions. I just said, hey, I'm going to do this so you guys can stop asking me to do something. And it wasn't the best move for me. But if I had talked to my wife about it, like, hey, do you think this is a good route, or should we do this or should we do that? And not pretending like I knew everything, I probably would have been a lot better than I am now. And not necessarily like I'm miserable. I'm not. But I am in quite a bit of debt because I took this route without asking questions just to get people off my back. And now, you know, years later, I'm still paying for that shit. Like, it just keeps coming and coming and coming, you know? And it wasn't a good decision I made. But that's why I needed to communicate. I needed to say, hey, this is my plan. Does this make sense? And I could have had a good answer, or I could have had an answer I wanted, or I could have had an answer I did not want. But I would not be able to weigh my options. I probably would have just, like I said, made my decision because I know what I'm doing. You don't know me. You don't know what you're talking about. You know? And that wasn't right of me. So, you know, I pay for it now. So now when I pass by that same UEI, because it was in Ontario, I pass by it every time I'm at the mall. I pass by and I look at that school. I'm like, I fucking hate that place. UEI stands for Unemployed Institute, which that's how I feel. I feel like it is. You know what I mean? I'm trying to figure out ways like, hey, is somebody going to pay for the rest of my school? Because whoever the president is going to take out all my student loans, yo, that's who I'm voting for. I don't care who it is. You know, but it's communication is the key. You have to figure out what decisions you're making as a double or as together. You can't have one saying this and you can't be the one saying that and then not meshing if you're not opening up your mouth and discussing certain plans. Because to be honest with you, everybody gets hurt. Everybody gets hurt if you don't talk about something. If that person that you're with disagreed with your decision and now you guys are both paying for it, Yeah, that hinders them. It's not helpful to them. It's not. So you have to figure out how to mesh. And to be honest with you, if things are not meshing, then that's just not the right person for you. It's not. Keep in mind, you guys that are listening to this, you're still young. You're in your 20s. You're in your 30s, bro. You're not stuck. You're not at 60. If you are, thank you for listening. I appreciate you, 60-year-olds. Love you. Boom. But you still have time, especially as a man. You still have time to make better decisions. You still have time to change what you got or what you did. And honestly, I just think that's what you need to do. If you're with a person that has nothing in their mind or nothing in their body that wants them to strive or do better, and you want to do better, then drop that person. If that person would rather stay at their house, well, stay at your house that you paid for and not do anything, you need to let that person go. You know? Now, my situation, quite different. I used to not have any ambition. I used to not want to do shit because I was such a child. You know, I was in my 20s, but I still had the mind of a person that's undecisive and not figuring out what they wanted to do with their life. You know, I made that decision. I am here telling you, my wife and I have been together for 12 years or so. Going on 13 years, going on 10 years of marriage. And like I said, I couldn't see myself with anybody else. I really couldn't. So much stuff that I've put that woman through. I've put that woman through and she's put me through, or however somebody feels. And we've always stuck it out and we always did, because we are the perfect match. Like I said, my wife is quite an alpha. But she's also quite a beta. And I'm quite an alpha, but I can sit back and be more of a beta. And yeah, it took me years to realize that. But, you know, we mesh well together. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say everything's PG King. It's not, because things come up and you have to discuss. And those things that you have to discuss is going to be what happens next. So let's take a moment real quick. Let's think to ourselves. What is your perfect match? What would make your relationship better? Now, if you honestly feel that you're just stuck with that person and there's nothing you can do, then you got to make the best of it. I feel like you're selling yourself short, but you're going to have to make the best of that, because that's still your decision you made. So you still have to deal with the consequence of that decision. Now, whether that was the right move for you or the bad move for you, I can't tell you how to live your life. I can only tell you how I feel in order to get you people to think about what I am talking about. Because honestly, I think everybody wants happiness in the end. But that's when you need to be open enough to talk about your decisions you're making. So for all my alphas out there, how about taking a deep breath and let's just not think that we know everything, because we don't. Things are changing every day. So don't sit there and think you know everything. Open your mouth in order to be like, hey, did you see what this is going on or how this feels? Because until you open up about certain things, you're not ever going to know. And I think in a relationship, you need to be with somebody that's going to let you know, hey, this is good or this is bad. So for all my alphas out there, come on, let's think about it. Let's take ourselves like 2 seconds. Let's go. Take a deep breath in. Now out. Are we really making the best decision for ourselves and our spouses? If we are, then you keep moving forward. But if you actually have to guess yourself and you're not for sure on you are, ask your spouse. Hey, is this something we should do? Because honest to God truth, what it has to do with is communication. If you don't communicate, you're never going to know what you're going to do next. You're just not. Now, keep in mind, this is just my thoughts and my process of stuff that I look at. You know, I think everybody should be happy. I think you should, with the decisions you make. Now, whether you made bad decisions in your youth where you weren't the best person, or whatever the case may be, or you weren't the best dude, or you weren't the best woman, then let's take a hold of our decision we made, hold them tight, and realize this is not going to define me. What's going to define me is what I do with all the knowledge that I have. Now, I'm 34 years old, never once been to jail. I've been in trouble. I've been to a police office. I've paid tickets, but I've never been to jail. And there's times I got real close, but I never got to go. So I can count my lucky eggs there that I did not go. But I'm gonna sit here and say like I wasn't making the right decision at that time, you know. Until this day, I mean, I still don't make the right decisions to this time when I act more on impulse than when I'm thinking about it. Because when I act more on impulse, I get angry or frustrated and then I'm done with whatever the conversation may be. And it couldn't be anything worse than just me being called out on my shit. So sometimes, for me, it's good to be called out on your shit. When my wife calls me out on my shit, thank you, babe. And I'm gonna call you out on your shit. Thank you, babe, because it needs to happen. If you are doing something wrong and your spouse does not say, hey, dude, come on, what the fuck? Then they just want to be, they just want to be submissive and stuff. And then, you know, you're not going to be happy with that. You need to have somebody to challenge you in a way, not necessarily challenge you as if they know better, but you need to be able to ask somebody, hey, does this make sense to you? Yeah. All right. Then we move forward. Hey, does this make sense to you? No? Okay, then we reevaluate what we're doing and we talk. Because like I said, communication is key. That's just how I feel about it. Communication is key. Without communication, you're not going to know what you're doing. You're not going to know what moves you're making next. And that's why some people are unhappy with their decisions they made, because there was no communication involved. And I think it's just saying, you know, everybody, come on. Let's think about all of our choices that we've made, all the consequences we have to go through, and think to ourselves, hey, if I would have asked, would I have been in the same place? Maybe. Maybe not. But at least you asked that question. And you can figure out from there what your next plan of action is, whether that be move forward or move back. Now, if you're planning to move back, then move back, but leave that person alone so they can move forward. Because there's one thing I don't think is right for any couple to do is bring up shit that happened when you guys were first dating. It should not happen. That stuff should be forgotten and move forward. So even if you are in an argument, that way you know you're in that argument of that situation, not an argument of something that happened when you guys were first dating. Or something that was said when you guys were first together. So let go of that. Move forward. Don't move back. Move forward. And if you don't want to move forward, then I don't know. Time to really think about your decisions for yourself. And that's pretty much all I got to say about this situation. I think an alpha deserves a beta. And that's how, as long as you guys mesh well and you have that communication, you're going to be happy. But if you choose not to do that, then of course you're going to be unhappy. Are you okay with being unhappy? I'm not. I feel better about being happy. I was told by a comedian friend of mine, God rest his soul, he said, Gabriel, you could be happy or you could be right. Now I'll tell you right now, it's better to just be happy than be right. Because when you're happy, that's closer to oral land. But when you're right, guess who got the lotion by himself in the bathroom? Makes sense to me. So let's be happy. Let's not try to be right all the time. Let's open up that communication. Let's talk. Let's have a flow going. That way, everybody knows exactly what is expected of them in order, exactly what's expected of them in their relationship. Plain and simple. So I'll leave you guys with that. So thank you guys for listening to me for about 30 minutes. And remember, if there's anything you can do or if there's anybody you want to talk to, let me know. You can always talk to me. I ain't doing nothing. You know, I won't hit you back right away, but I'm there. Feel free to DM me or send me some emails and I'll answer them as fast as I can. And if you need a little bit more help, let me know. Like I said, if you feel like you need like therapy or somebody to help you with mental health, let me know. I know a handful of people that can help you out. And, you know, I'll talk to them about it and I'll be like, hey, some of my listeners have some issues, could I be like, hey, give them your email or something? And then I'd be cool with it. You know, so let's look at this year as brand new. Not the same as last year. Let's move forward. Let's open up communication. Let's work on our relationships. Let's everybody in the world be happy. I think it's about time. How much more do you want to be angry for the rest of your life? Come on, kid. That don't make sense. Now stay tuned and I'll have more videos. I'll have more podcasts out. I'll have more stuff out. And if you want to keep up with the news, go ahead and add me on Instagram at DeadRabbitSC. Everything I post will be posted on there too. So thank you guys. And remember, love, peace, comedy. I'm out.